The blonde woman began to battle on his fire back toward the tunnel, and there was no debating the issue. Leia activated her own lightsaber just in time to deflect the bolts, and then Basil closed with the remaining Sith and vanished into a tangle of swirling color. The chugging cannons continued their deadly sweep, taking out a forward landing strut as they raked the area beneath the cargo mandibles. The Falcon's nose dipped toward the missing strut. Then a trio of blue flashes appeared from the Falcon's stern, taking the blonde in the flank and driving her into Basil's flashing blade. Leia glanced over to see the aft cargo lift dropping out of the Falcon's belly. Naturally, her husband was kneeling behind a corner post, pouring fire into the swarm attacking Basil. The Falcon's big quad cannons, obviously locked on automatic mode, continued to burn furrows into the loading bay walls. A Sith quickly stepped away from the fight with Basil and began to bat Han's blaster fire back toward him. He dived off the lift into a forward roll and came up on one knee, less than 5 paces from the tunnel mouth. Then Han stopped firing and spun back around, facing the Falcon's belly turret. He began to fumble for something inside his vest pocket. "What the—" Leia gasped, thinking he must be disoriented or wounded. She put the Force behind her voice and added, "Han, get over here!" When he merely continued to fumble in his pocket, she reached for him in the Force and started to drag him toward the tunnel mouth. Until Han withdrew his hand, holding a silver rectangle that Leia recognized as an electronic droid collar. Han pointed the collar toward the Falcon's sensor dish. The belly turret suddenly reversed direction, and cannon fire began to sweep back toward Basil and his attackers. Most of the Sith simply broke off and dashed for cover, but the one who had turned to defend the group against Han's blaster fire rushed to intercept him. Basil roared in fury and charged after him. With one arm gone and his flesh burned and bleeding, the big Rimoan should have been dead by now. Leia had no doubt that he already was, by some medical definitions of the word. But Basil was still drawing on the Force, calling on its power, and no doubt his devotion to Alana to keep fighting. He caught up in a step and a half, bringing his lightsaber in for a low leg slash that the Sith barely managed to spin around and block. Too exhausted to launch another attack, Basil fell to his knees, roaring in rage and pain as the Falcon's laser cannons continued to sweep toward him. Seeing what was about to happen, the Sith turned to flee. Basil dropped his lightsaber and extended his hand, using the Force to summon his last enemy back into his grasp. The Sith counterattacked wildly, using a powerful two-handed lightsaber strike to hack at Basil's arm and shoulder. The Rimoan ignored him and merely looked toward the tunnel mouth, his small, sad eyes dropping to where Alana was kneeling at Leia's side. He flicked his chin toward her, motioning her to go. Han stumbled into the safety of the tunnel mouth, out of breath and huffing. Leia caught him by the arm and held him up, and then they both turned and saw that the laser cannons would soon cut through Basil and his attacker. Han quickly raised his hand, pointing the droid collar toward the Falcon's sensor dish, but Alana grabbed his arm. "No, Grandpa!" she shouted. Her voice was barely audible over the roaring of the cannons. "That's how he wants to go!" Han's gaze shifted back toward the Rimoan, who had just lost his second arm and part of his skull to his foe's lightsaber, then nodded and lowered his hand. Alana pushed in tight between Leia and Han, then raised 3 fingers to her lips and held them there until the cannon fire reached Basil Warf, her best friend ever.